Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we have a busy day of charity established. A Christmas party we're given today for our catechism class in the prison, taking some treats, some turkey, and some breakfast casseroles. And we have a day as we complete chapter 4 in our practice today in Sirach with verse 31, very appropriate for today's theme. Do not let your hand be open to receive, but clenched when it is time to give. Today I'm on a journey to share with the least a feast for the incarcerated. I have become a hand willing to give more than receive. Our nonprofit has never taken in more than $1,000 in donations in 1 year, and we've been operating since 2012. We spend way more than we receive, not actively seeking donations, but willing to accept what is given when someone finds it appropriate to give. So as the year ends and you think of all the people you've helped or not helped, think of God First Ministries Incorporated, a 501c3 tax-deductible charity, as we continue to help the lost find comfort, feed the lonely, and visit the languished, utilizing our own funds to help those transition out of prison and into a safe place. Yesterday, our ministry bought a young girl a bicycle for Christmas, helping out the dad on the spot to have a little more to get her something else. Today, we are taking in 4 breakfast casseroles to our prisoners in waiting, trying to give them a little Christmas meal with some turkey I baked just for them, and a few donuts to encourage them in Christ's name. Please say a prayer for our men in blue today, and a Merry Christmas. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily Lord's Prayer of Forgiveness. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 4. We conclude chapter 4 today with verse 31, a one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, A Hand Willing to Take, But Not Give. Funny how I must keep my music going. A hand willing to take, but not give, finds death alone while he lives. Open hand reception without shame, hand clenched when doing the same. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's December 19th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 3:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up early, got some cooking I'm getting ready to do, and moving forward to our morning this morning. We have a morning mass early too at 8 o'clock. So we're baking some breakfast, cracking some eggs. It's about 80 eggs, to believe it or not, to make these four casseroles. I crack 80 out of the... I bought two dozen yesterday, even though I've probably got enough to cover that 80 from my birds outside. But I also want to mention today, as we conclude December, as we do each year, that God First Ministries Incorporated is a Roman Catholic lay ministry not sponsored by the church, but it's accepted by the IRS as a religious charitable organization and is exempt from federal income tax under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. Universal Utterings is brought to you by this nonprofit. Donations made through PayPal for God First for Jesus at Gmail or mailed to our home address is tax deductible. You can learn more at universalutterings.com. Again, thanks for joining us today. Okay, a prayer for us this morning as we put forth the effort to do what we have to do and accomplish some good charity work in Jesus' name. Amen. We close at 7:11 today, thinking about all of those people we've helped this year in different situations and different capacities, brought a smile of Christ's name that they would never fear. And so we open our arms to anyone at any time and hope that we can help those in need to feel the sublime, the feeling of Jesus. Amen. John, God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Christ's name, you and Marie. As we close in my brother-in-law's honor, Johnny, may Jesus continue to give you faith, hope, and love of his true charity. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. Get out and give someone some help today. In the name of Jesus. Amen.